So my neighbor Jordan used to be a firefighter. As a matter of fact, a hotshot. Jordan, go ahead and share with us what company you were a hotshot for.
So I was with an organization called the Golden Eagles Hotshots. We were members of the BIA, Bureau of Indian Affairs. So we were a federal interagency hotshot crew. So we're a federal resource that can be used all across the nation.
And Jordan, years ago, what was the name of that movie, Jordan, that we went to go see in the theaters about that crew that perished?
So that movie was Only the Brave, and that was about the Granite Mountain hot shots.
Oh, I saw that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was horrible.
And Jordan was actually on the way there when that whole tragedy happened.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
So, Jordan, when you are seeing what we're all seeing right now, just the absolute horrific devastation of L.A. County, as an ex-firefighter, do you call yourself an ex-firefighter, or is it kind of like a Marine, like once a firefighter, always a firefighter? I want to be respectful here.
I say former.
Okay.
But pretty much once a member, always.
As a former firefighter, seeing what's going on, does it reignite something in you? Like, I got to get back out there and join my brothers and sisters? Or are you like, man, I'm so glad I don't do this anymore. I'm happy to be a bystander.
No, every time I see it, it gets my heart jumping. And, you know, at times like this, I still want to grab my boots and gear and run up and see what I can do to help.
So, Jordan, what we wanted to chat with you about a little bit this morning, and thanks again for agreeing to share this, because I know sometimes it can be emotional, too, because it'll bring back things from your past. But what is going through the mind of those right now who are battling this blaze? What are the ups and downs, and what are you thinking about?
First off, safety. That's always number one. You're trying to control your emotions and stay focused on the task at hand, which is playing the integral role that you have within your division. You constantly want to keep your head on a swivel, stay focused, but always maintaining situational awareness around you, because the fire environment is ever-changing, and it's just a very dynamic situation. So you're thinking about the crew around you. You're focused on accomplishing the task at hand, which is protecting the community and just making sure that everybody's going to make it back home on the end of shift.
You know, Jordan, how much weight do you normally carry as a firefighter when you're out there all geared up?
So when I was a hot shot, our packs that we carry, they're supposed to be 45 pounds. Typically, I used to pack a lot of extra water and extra snacks, so I'd be carrying roughly about a 60-pound pack, plus my tools, extra fuel. Yeah, with all the gear and everything, you're probably right around 75 to 100 pounds.
That's crazy, and I'm just thinking, and all the, like, being a hotshot, because you're dropped right into, let's just be honest, hell. And all that weight that you're actually carrying and all that work that you're doing, how do you keep yourself going at times? I mean, is it just pure adrenaline at moments?
Yeah, a lot of times you rely on basically pure heightened sense of awareness and adrenaline to push you, because as a hotshot, we'll stay on a fire for up to 14 days, working 16 to 18 hour shifts. So, you know, you're getting about 4 hours of sleep a night, and it becomes compounded fatigue. So, yeah, a lot of times it's a really bad black coffee, adrenaline, and as much food as you can shovel in your face.
Can you even imagine waking up after a 4 hour nap? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So you can go fight a fire for 16 hours? I mean, no, I can't imagine that.
Okay, now here's a weird question, and I don't mean this in a vain way. How much weight do you lose after fighting a fire?
It's a great question.
You know what I mean? Because you're carrying so much weight, yeah. You're sweating, you're doing all that.
Oh, yeah. I remember I went on one tour, and I came home after 19 days, and I had lost about 24 pounds.
Wow. Just sweat.
That's just insane.
Well, Jordan, selfishly speaking and knowing you and liking you, we're glad that you're not fighting a fire today, that you're home safe with the people that you love. But I know it's, pardon the horrible pun, it's burning inside you that you want to be helping your brothers and sisters. So I'm going to say it, once a hero, always a hero. Thank you for what you did and what you continue to do, man.
Oh, no worries. Thanks for talking with me about it. And I'm just really thankful that there was something like that for me to go out and serve my community.
Well, I'm really glad that you're my neighbor.
Right.
You're an awesome neighbor.
He can carry you to safety.
He could.
Have you ever faked an injury or something, or faked peril so Jordan can come busting in with his suspenders on?
I'm going to have to try that sometime, Jordan.
Right? Hey, I'll be there for you.
Don't be weirded out if she asks you to leave the shirt at home.
All right, honey. Thanks for joining us this morning. Love you, honey.
Love you, too. You guys have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you again, Jordan. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.